episode 134, When You're Too Tired.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Guess what? It is another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is. How are you doing in your neighborhood? Is the weather looking beautiful? I'm hoping for much sunshine. Actually, up here, we've been having tons of wind. And wind is fine, but not so much when you're in it and you want to have parties. And this is graduation time for a lot of people. In fact, there was a statistic that came out that May actually beats out December as being the most busiest month. Okay, English majors, did I get that right? The most busiest month of the year now. Can you believe it? Now that is crazy. Now I must say that's crazy, but before we get into that whole deal over there, we got to first say hi to everyone around the world. You know what? I actually looked and I cannot see you individually, but I can see the various countries. It's really cool how this whole system works. And I know you're probably like, I have no idea. You know, I never did until I got into podcasting, but it is so awesome to see all the amazing people around the world, all the different countries representative, all the different continents. It just sends goosebumps up and down my spine and it totally warms my heart. So thank you so much for being a part of the community because I truly believe you're family. And in fact, did you not get the invitation? Yes, I want you to come on over to createyournow.com. We are there waiting for you. I want to know what you want. What do you want to hear more? What are your struggles? What are your successes? We can't always talk about challenges, right? We have to have celebrations too. With the valleys comes what? Really tall mountains. So come on over to createyournow.com and leave me a voicemail. Send me a message. I would love to know what you're thinking and what's on your mind. I am truly here to serve you. Now, guess what? Today, are you tired? You know, I'm recording this, and this actually is going to air on a Monday. And sometimes, you know, you get that Monday blues of just like, really, do I have to do this all over again? Well, I got to tell you my story. Yes, you know, I'm always full of stories. Well, this weekend, we got to celebrate. You know, I have our second oldest is graduating from high school. And so we had his graduation party a week early than actual graduation. So we're celebrating it early. In order to get all these graduation parties in, you kind of have to fit them into schedules. And so we were working around the foursome. There's four buddies, and we really worked hard to get it done. And so this was a celebration. On Sunday, we celebrated his graduation, and it was such a blessing. But at the same time, it came with a lot of hard work. It came with what? Cleaning the cobwebs that you never knew were there until you started looking. You're like, how did they get to that light pole area? I mean, seriously. And then you're out looking in all those bedding areas and you're like, you've got grass growing in the rocks, and grass is not supposed to grow in rocks. And you know what? The wind was enough to knock everything over. And it literally did. It took out, you know, those beautiful trees we were planting? Yes, I think we had to replant 5 of the 9. Can you believe it? Well, it is true. So if you haven't watched that, go back to episode 133. Planting for your success. And you can see some of those trees. They're not fully in bloom. I will post some pictures later on our private Facebook group when they start to totally bloom out because those hibiscus are gorgeous. But anyway, back to being tired. You know that hard work. You know you're cleaning and scrubbing the bathrooms, the floors. Then you have the preparation of the food. And you know, I really do like to cook, believe it or not. And obviously, with a big family, I do a lot of cooking. But when we have parties, there's a few things that I buy pre-made, you know, coming in the packages. But most of it, I like to do all myself. And I take true joy in that. I really do. It's fun, but it's also a lot of work. Then you have what? The cleanup after the party. It is a never-ending battle. Now, some of you maybe are not even yet to grad parties, but you can empathize with the terrible two party. Or even, wait, better yet, think back when your child turned 1 year old. a huge celebration, right? Whoa, I did it. It's more of a celebration for you, right? Because they really have no idea. They're just digging into this cake and smothering all over themselves and wearing ice cream down the front of them. And you're like, yes, as a parent, I did it. I made it. And then you're like, I can't even remember what happened yesterday because I was too tired. You know, life does happen that way. And we just get so bombarded with stuff. And sometimes we have to look beyond the stuff, okay? And it's finding that. But at the same time, as you're trying to look beyond that, sometimes we have due diligence. We got to get it done, right? The bathrooms don't scrub themselves. The towels don't wash themselves. You know, the laundry just doesn't jump in. I wish I had a laundry gnome that would just show up and do my, you know, 2 to 3 loads of laundry a day to keep me up on everything, right? Yes. If you have a laundry gnome, let me know. I would love to get in touch with them. So when you get all of that going, you're just like, you're done and you're like, oh, what happened? You're just too tired, right? The thing is though, we sometimes then keep going and we don't give ourselves permission to rest. I want you to read this quote, and this quote is actually from me. I said this. It's kind of weird saying that I said this, talking about me in the third person. Okay, knowing when to rest after working hard is a superior reward for yourself. Rest is not an excuse, but a tool for your strategic success. Rest is not an excuse, but a tool for your strategic success. You see, life happens, right? Sometimes life gets in the way. Something's always going to be going on, right? But the thing is we have a really easy time scheduling in busyness, don't we? Come on, moms, you know. We just can write it in and we're like, oh, yes. And somebody says, how are you? And you say, I am busy. But yet you don't schedule in rest when you're too tired. You go, oh, I'm going to still conquer more and I can do more and put stuff more. And man, when I talk to my girlfriend, now you're not telling her this, but you're thinking, oh yeah, when she asked me, I could say, well, I've got this, 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 and this. I'm going to top her off on two. Woo woo. Yeah, no. What happened to using rest as a strategic tool for your success? Seriously, come on, moms. Don't sit here and bury yourself in busyness. When you're too tired, the prescription is rest. Now, some of you may be saying, well, I rest all the time, or maybe I don't get enough rest. The thing is, you've got to know what's right for you, okay? You can't go what your girlfriend's doing. You can't look at what your mom did when she was growing up and how she did her family. You are your unique individual, okay? So you've got to look at you. However, rest is so important, and you've got to schedule it just like you schedule your busyness, right? You let busyness control you. Every once in a while, you got to let rest come in too. Because what happens is what? You know where I'm going with this, don't you? The Trinity starts to fall. The mind, the body, and the spirit. The spirit gets weary, okay? The body gets tired and weak physically. And the mind cannot take it. Things are forgotten. Short tempers come. And what do we have? We have a recipe for a catastrophe happening. Yes, we do. And that's not good when you know what? A simple prescription called rest is what you need. Yes, that is your kiss for today is let rest propel you forward. Now, you may think that doesn't make sense, that resting is actually going to get you closer to success, but it's very important. Not only is it important in our lives, in our weeks, but did you know what? God put it there for a reason. He created the Sabbath. He created a day of rest. Now, some of you will, you know, everybody has different opinions on how that day of rest is. Your day of rest may be actually planting in your garden. And that may bring absolute joy to you. And that isn't work. That's truly rest. For another person, though, that seems like work. But they need to read just a book and sit on their lanai. Oh, sorry, deck. If you're not from Hawaii, lanai is deck. It's an outside patio, okay? So on your lanai, when you're sitting there, maybe just reading a book, okay? For some of you computer people, okay, you mom gamers, I know you're out there. Are you playing those Candy Crush games or whatever? Yeah, or those word games? Maybe that is your relaxation, okay? It's not defined as to what your rest day has to be, but you define that. And that God gave us that day for a reason. You need that time. So how can you make that time for yourself? Well, here you go. Number one, no matter your goal, no matter what it is, number one, always give yourself a time of reflection. You know, after the graduation party, I'm actually recording this and right after the graduation party, okay? So I'm talking to you and I haven't even had my time of reflection yet. But in looking back, you know what brought me the most joy? Is seeing the smile on my son's face when his friends came through the door. His real, true friends who love and care about him as who he is and what he stands for. That brought me joy. Not by the amount of food that was eaten or how well things tasted or how many people showed up at the door, but to know that my son's heart was warmed by the joy and just the presence of his family and his friends, that was awesome, okay? That's how you go through a time of reflection, okay? So no matter what your goal, always give yourself a time of reflection. Number two, no matter what your goal, always make time for rejuvenation. You gotta give yourself time. Now that time may be an hour to 2 hours after something, okay? But when you're scheduling things out, if you know you're gonna be gone and you're going on a business trip, for example, okay? Now, come on, moms, you know it's hard to get back in and not be mom, right? You walk back in that door and immediately you become mom. So sometimes you may need to schedule in a late day going into the office so you get just a few minutes of solitude after your children go off to daycare, go off to school, whatever their daily routine is, just so you can breathe. Yes, always make time for rejuvenation. You got to schedule it. It's so important. Number three, no matter what your goal, no matter what your goal, always renew your heart. You see, the mind, body, and spirit gets tired. It gets weary sometimes. And sometimes we get anxious, tempers flare, we get frustrated. Things happen because life happens. And we need to come back to reality once in a while and we need to say, where's my heart in all of this? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I promise you that if you are doing these things, that rest will indeed propel you forward. And not only will it propel you forward, but your success will be even greater every single time. And you won't even have to think about it because it'll become second nature. You'll just start creating this time within your calendar. It'll be like, oh, wait, if I do this, okay, I know if I'm having a party, I've got to clean up or I've got to do this, but I really want to schedule this. Maybe I should schedule Tuesday off because I'm going to be out late Monday. Really think about how you can do things and use things for you in order to get you to where you want to be, right? You're always moving forward, right? You wouldn't be listening if you want to just keep sticking right where you are. You're like, I want to keep becoming my best selfie. I want to serve others better. I want to be able to love even more. I want to have an abundance and a joyful life. You need rest. When you're too tired, you need rest. I pray that you have an amazing and incredible week. And that each day is just blessed tremendously, that it will be just overflowing with joy, okay? And go out with a smile. If you are too tired and you do have to do something and you haven't taken time to reflect or rejuvenate or renew on any of those, okay, guess what? Always make sure you have a smile. Because that smile will give you those. It's kind of that quick little jolt of joy. Say that three times. A jolt of joy, okay? With a smile, you can have a jolt of joy. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Go out and make it an awesome and incredible day. I love you. Many blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.